So let's take a look at the rationalization of provisions of TDS on the sale of immovable property. Currently, Section 194IA of ITA, which provides 1% TDS on payment of transfer of certain immovable property, does not take into account the stamp duty value of the immovable property. However, Section 43CA and 50C of ITA considers the stamp duty value. It is proposed to amend Section 194IA of ITA to provide that TDS is deducted at the rate of 1% of such sum paid or credited to the resident or the stamp duty value of such property, whichever is higher. This amendment will come into effect from the 1st of April 2022. TDS on benefit or perquisite of a business or profession, Section 194R. Currently, as per clause number 4 of section 28 of ITA, the value of any benefit or perquisite arising from the business or profession is to be charged as business income in the hands of the recipient. However, in many cases, such recipient does not report such receipt in their return of the income, leading to the furnishing of incorrect particulars of income. It is proposed to insert a new section 194R of ITA to provide that the person responsible for providing to a resident such aforementioned benefit or perquisite shall, before providing such benefit or perquisite, ensure that the tax has been deducted at a rate of 10% of the value. No tax is to be deducted if the value does not exceed INR 0.02 million during the financial year. Further, the provisions of the said section shall not apply to an individual or a HUF whose total sales, gross receipts and turnover does not exceed INR 10 million in case of business or INR 5 million in case of profession during immediately the preceding financial year. This amendment will take effect from the 1st of July 2022. Let's take a look at widening the scope of reporting by producers of cinematograph films or persons engaged in the specified activities. Currently, as per the Section 28(5)(b) of ITA, the producer of any cinematographic film is bound to furnish within 30 days from the end of the financial year or from the completion of the film, whichever is earlier, a statement having details of particulars of all payments over INR 0.5 million in aggregate made by him or due from him to each person engaged by him. It is proposed to widen the scope of Section 285B of ITA to include persons engaged and specified activities to expand the reporting requirements in Form 52A. Specified activities would mean event management, documentary production, production of programs for telecasting on the television or overtop platforms or any other similar platforms, sports events management, other performing arts, or any other associated activity, as the central government may, by notification in the official gazette, specify on this behalf. This amendment will take effect from the 1st of April 2022.